Okay, last week I got a shaila. Somebody asked me if you're allowed to use a mandolin on Shabbos. So now I had a real challenge because I have no idea what a mandolin is. But thanks to Google and to my wife, they both came in handy. Apparently it's a fancy vegetable slicer that makes it very easy to slice lots of vegetables in a neat uniform way without risk of cutting your finger off. I went on YouTube to see it in action and see how it works. So now I not only know what a mandolin is, I can give you a recommendation for the best mandolin on the market in each price range. So we're all set. But the shaila is still the same. Is there a distinction between a regular salad and an Israeli salad? Is there anything particularly problematic about using this specialized kind of slicer or just stam slicing vegetables very small? So let's talk about making salad on Shabbos. The sugya is a sugya in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Dalet and Beis. It's a very short sugya. It's not really a sugya. It's a line of Gemara. The Gemara tells us, Amra Papa, Hay man de parim silka, chayiv mishum tochein. So Rashi understands what the Gemara is telling us. There are three different shitas from Rishonim what the Gemara is saying. Rashi's shita is that the Gemara is saying is that if a person is mechatcha adek, a person chops it up small, cutting certain vegetables into small pieces is an iser da oraisa of tochein. The Rambam in the 7th Berak of Hilchos Shabbos refers to cutting vegetables into tiny pieces as a tolda of tochein. Also sounds like an iser da oraisa. Why isn't it the av malach of tochein? So the Sfas Emes and Shabbos Ayin Dalet explains that you aren't really grinding, you're just cutting into small pieces. Other achronim suggest that the av is only if you use a rechayim or machteshes. The tolda is if you use a knife. Okay, but that shitas Rashi v'Rambam, cutting vegetables into tiny pieces, is a melach d'oraisa of tochein. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Aruch say that no, only ketisha is chayiv, not chituch, only if you crush, not if you cut. However, the Aglital and Tochin, Sivkat and Zayin, based on a stira in Rabbeinu Chananel, explains that whenever grinding is more beneficial than cutting, then the cutting is not even a tolda of Tochin. But if cutting is better than grinding, like with most vegetables, you'd prefer to have them cut than you would to have them ground up, then you're chayiv even for cutting vegetables. So Rabbeinu Chananel also says, at least for the majority of vegetables, that cutting them into small pieces will be a violation of Tochin. The third sheet is the sheet of the Rush. The Rush says, no, the Gemara can't possibly be talking about cutting food into small pieces. Of course you're allowed to cut your food into small pieces. You're allowed to chew on your food. You're allowed to cut it up on your plate. The Gemara is referring to piruk hanimim hamatsuyim ba'atze dekel, which causes, when you're taking pieces off of a tree, that causes a powdery substance like flour to emerge or something like that. And he attributes that interpretation to Rabbeinu Chananel. It's just that in our versions of Rabbeinu Chananel explains a later passage in the Gemara with that explanation, not that line in the Gemara. So there is some question as to what extent we accept the Rush's explanation, if at all, meaning the Tor, uncharacteristically, does not even quote his father. He only quotes Shitas Rashi and the Rambam, that it's a violation of tochein to chop up small vegetables. He does not even quote the shita of the Rush. So there are two ways to take that. Chazon Ish in Siman and Zayin, Dibra Maskel Shabbos, says, from the fact that the Torah doesn't even quote the Rush, you see that you can't even use the Rush as a sniff lahakel. Whenever you're coming up with different reasons to be makel, the shita as a Rush is outvoted from Halacha. His own son turned his back on that shita. However, not everyone agrees with that assessment. The Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Chaf Aleph, Sif Bey, says, no, the Torah really holds like the Rush. He's just choshesh for the shita of Rashi and the Rambam. And that's why, if you look carefully, the Torah writes, Asu lachto chasiyerek dak dak, shedome letochein. He doesn't say that it's tochein, he says it's dome letochein. He's hinting to the fact that he really holds like the Rush, that it's not tochein. That's a questionable diuk, because Rashi himself, on Kufchav Chesam et Aleph, in Dibra Maschu Shlo Yiktom, quotes this Gemara and says, Haiman departim silka domi letochein. Now Rashi clearly holds it is tochein, but he also uses that the lashon of dome. The Rambam, in the 21st paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yirches, says that cutting up vegetables very tiny is dome letochein. So it's hard to say that the Torah is really posculating like the Rush, because he used the word Dome. The Rashi and the Rambam also use the word Dome, and they hold that it's Nisa Daraisa. So how do we pasken halacha? So there are several lenient opinions that sort of limit the scope of this. Meaning, certainly we have to pasken that you're not allowed to do this. Whatever the Gemara says, chopping up the vegetables into tiny pieces, you're not allowed to do. However, there are certain lenient considerations that have to be taken into account. First of all, Tosfos in Dibra Maskel Hai says that Davka Bisilka Shaykh Tchina Aval Sharoch Lin Shari, that it's only by beets, which is the exact vegetable the Gemara spoke about, that is, we would say Tochem, but other vegetables would be Mutter. There is a machlokas what Tosfos means by this, and what the logic would be that there's only Tochem for beets and not for other vegetables. The Ra'ah, which is quoted in the Miuchas Laran and in the Ritva, says that it applies only to foods that are not edible whole. So it makes the cutting them into small edible pieces a significant change, and that's why it's aser. And that's also how the Drisha in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph understands Tosfos. Tosa Rush, however, understands Tosfos differently, that only silka is chayiv because it's darka bekach, so it's most similar to grinding wheat. And that's also how the Aruch HaShulchan understands. So anything that would be darka bekach would be aser. The Rambam, so that's one sad lahakal. One sad lahakal is that Tosfos says maybe it only applies to beets and other such similar vegetables. The Rambam in the 21st paragraph of Chashabas Halacha Yurches implies that it's only when it's cut up in preparation for it to be cooked that it's a violation. Kesem Mishnah explains that that's how the Rambam understood the Gemara's choice of an example of a beet, of all vegetables. Why choose that? Because that's a vegetable that you would need to cook before eating. And if it's something that you're not going to need to cook, then it's not a violation of Tochein at all. However, the Kesem Mishnah's Mesupuk, what would the Rambam hold by something that doesn't need to be cooked? That it's not a violation of Tochein Midor Raisa, or that it's not a violation of Tochein at all. So these two possibilities of the tzad of Tosfos, that maybe it only applies to beets, and the tzad of the Ramban, that maybe it only applies when you're planning on cooking, is based on the idea that Tochein is really originally said when it comes to grinding grain. Grain, you grind grain to prepare for baking it. So that would parallel the Rambam, and clearly it's the only way to use the grain, so that would parallel Tosfos. A further kula that's out there, that's quoted by many poskim, including the Rama in Simin Shin Chavaluf Sifyud Beis, in the name of the Chuvas HaRashba, is that the Rashba says that cutting that you do right before consuming is considered part of the eating process. And that says chewing is not Tochein. So if you cut something up and then put it in your mouth right away, that's also not a violation of Tochein. It's one part that's unclear is how tiny they have to be chopped in order to even be in the issue of Tochein, in order to run afoul of Tochein. The Or Zeruah and Shabbos Simin Samach implies that it depends on the girsa in the Gemara, whether it's parim or paris. So Bir Alacha writes that Rambam and Tosfos hold that it's only when it's cut into very tiny pieces, but he says we should be machmir for the sheet of the Urayim, that we don't know exactly the shear of Daku, so you should cut larger pieces if you're making a salad, not very tiny pieces. So if a person makes a standard salad right before the Shabbos meal, based on everything we just learned, it would seem that there should be a lot of room to be makil. There are certain things, certain studim lahachmir though. First of all, Tosfos' shita, that it only applies to beets, Tosfos and Daf Kuf Yudalad Amin Beis Dibra Maskel Ella says that Tochein applies to cutting all vegetables into tiny pieces, and that's why we pass in Shulchan Aruch. So we can't really take Tosfos as a tzad lahakel. Also, the Magen Avram in Shin Chav Aleph is quoted by the Mishnah Brura in Sivkat Memhei as being one of those who are against the kula of cutting right before eating. Meaning, the biggest kula that we have is if you're going to make an Israeli salad, oh, don't worry, as long as you make the salad right before you eat it, Magen Avram is not so happy with that. The argument to be Mekel with right before eating is that it's all considered derech achila, but maybe cutting into very, very tiny pieces is not really derech achila. Mishnah Brura writes that v'yesh mefakbikin al heter zeh, there are those that are unhappy with this heter of just eating right away. And he says, v'gam v'beis Yosef kasev shaf mi shemechavin lechol miyad gam kein yizor lechto chatichos gedolos, and therefore try to cut salads into slightly larger pieces, not into such small pieces, even if you're going to eat it right away. L'maisa, a simple compromise L'chora, is to turn the device on a setting only enough for the vegetables to be cut into larger pieces. So you want to use your whatever you call this, a mandala, not a gondola, that's the boat, right? You want to use a mandala, and you just set it on a setting where it cuts into larger pieces. So that would be okay. But again, not clear exactly how large. There's also machlokas, if you cut something very, very thin, but it's like a large, you cut a cucumber, let's say, into very, very thin slices. So is that called tochein? Is that called that you ground it up? So Rav Moshe, Nigris Moshe, Rav Chaim Chel Dalid, Simen Ayin Dalid is Mekil, as is Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and Milcha Shlomo Chel Galv, Simen Tzad Yalf, Os Yud Gimel, as is Rav Nissim Karel, it's in the Chod Shani. However, Rav El Yashiv is quoted in the Yorcha Shabbos, Perek Hei, Ha'ari Yud Beis, and the Ksos HaShulchan, and Simen Kuv Chavtas, and others also say that no, cutting thin pieces is a problem. And they bring a raya from a Rashi in Shabbos, Tafayin Dalid, who implies that cutting reeds into strands, into thin strands, to make baskets is a problem. So Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Nissim Kralitz respond to that raya, and they say, no, that's only, that's it all depends on how the cutting compares to the normal way you would cut the item. Wood is normally used in blocks, so when you cut it into very thin pieces, that might be a problem. But when you're cutting vegetables into thin slices, that's pretty normal, and therefore it's not going to be a violation of tochein. So all that is just as far as cutting vegetables. What about using a specialized implement, a specialized slicer? So the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Chaf Aleph Sifkat Mem Hei writes that it's still a problem to use a salad slicer, even if you're not cutting into tiny pieces, because it's a kli that's made for the purpose of cutting into tiny pieces, of cutting into pieces that are small enough to be a violation of tochein. So Bir Alacha follows the comparison that the Rashba made to borer, right? That for borer it's enough. It's not enough that that you do it right before the meal. It also, you can't use a specialized borer kli. So when it comes to tochen, also you can't use a special tochen kli. So that's how we how he understands that you shouldn't use dafka, a kli that's made for tochen. Why? What's the problem with a special kli? Either because it looks a lot more like tochen, or because it's of the dechal, it's stam, a weekday activity to use a kli that's generally used in this kind of way. There are certain devices that can't really cut into very tiny pieces. Certainly, according to Rav Moshe's definition, that only cut thin slices, but can't really cut and chop things into very tiny pieces. That lechara would not be a problem. It wouldn't be a problem of the dechal. It wouldn't be a problem of tochein. Based on my YouTube research of this. What do we call it again? A mandala. It seems that I'm not gonna get it. Mandolin. Based on my YouTube research of a mandolin, it seems that yesh v'yesh. There are some that can be used to chop into very fine pieces. If that's the case, probably you should not use it on Shabbos. There are some that cannot be used in such a way. In that case, you can use it on Shabbos. So what about stam? You want to make an Israeli salad on Shabbos? So Israeli salad is made by chopping the vegetables into very tiny pieces. So there's room to argue that Meikar Adin, as long as you make it right before the meal, that it's mutter. Mishnah Berurah recommends better not to rely on that, even though not just room to argue. That's Shitas HaRama. The Rama says that's mutter. Mishnah Berurah says better to be choshish for the Shita of the Magen Avraham, not to rely on that and to cut the pieces into slightly larger pieces. So that's the basic issue of making salads on Shabbos. Okay, everyone have a great day. We'll see you Wednesday.
I thought you were going to talk about the music.